Boeing is again facing a crisis. After a big piece of a 737 MAX 9 jet blew off at 16,000 feet, it happened Friday on an Alaska Airlines flight. Alaska now says it has found loose hardware on other 737 MAX 9s. United Airlines says it found loose bolts on door latches of its Boeing 737 MAX 9s. The FAA has removed many planes from service, requiring inspections before they return. As for Boeing, well, it had been trying to restore its image after two fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019. Peter Robison is following all this. He's senior reporter on the investigations team at Bloomberg News. His book is Flying Blind: The 737 MAX Tragedy and the Fall of Boeing. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Your book explores the reasons behind two fatal crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes back in 2018 and 2019. You wrote about problems with corporate culture, perhaps being too close to its regulator, the FAA. In this case, we're talking about a new model, the 737 MAX 9. Any reason to think this latest issue is related to the previous problems you wrote about?
One question is what level of quality control inspection was being done at that area of the fuselage and certainly across the entire airplane? Boeing 4 years ago had been shifting from using individual inspectors to what it called statistical process control. That's one question I would have. You know, how strongly was that implemented throughout its production system? And you just have to look at the individual actions and trace what was done. Was the work that should have been done in this case?
And how about the oversight of the federal government, the FAA? What do you imagine investigators are looking into there?
They'll be looking at that relationship that you mentioned. They'll be looking to see that there was a proper arm's length relationship and that enough attention was paid and the level of scrutiny that's needed was given.
Yeah. Remind us what you found out about the relationship between Boeing and its regulators in your book.
What I traced was a distortion in the relationship where the regulator came to feel almost that it worked for Boeing. The managers worked very closely with Boeing to speed production of planes, and the managers at the FAA really came to treat Boeing as its customer rather than the flying public as the people it was serving. And that all took place over many years. And as I wrote in the book, it was one of the contributing factors that instead of improving Boeing's position, made it more vulnerable to this erosion in its culture and the decline in quality.
As for this investigation here, what about Alaska Airlines? It reported restricting this particular plane from flying over water because of a pressurization failure light that came on a few times.
The National Transportation Safety Board has said that this auto pressurization fail light lit up on three previous flights, and Alaska made the decision to keep flying the plane, but not to fly it over water. It had routes to Hawaii, and it wasn't using the plane on those routes. The question will inevitably be asked, was that sufficient? Should the plane have been taken out of service and looked at much more closely at that point?
And just coming back to Boeing briefly, Peter, in your book, you write that the culture of engineering collapsed at the company after it merged in the 90s with McDonnell Douglas. Is that important to think about in relation to this incident?
That's something I've been thinking about a lot, because in some ways the MAX's history is running parallel with the DC-10, which was a very ill-fated plane, one of the last wide bodies that McDonnell Douglas produced. The DC-10 crashed in the early 70s, and it was because a cargo door was fitted improperly and it blew out and the plane crashed near Paris. Several years later, there was another crash of the DC-10 in Chicago because part of the engine pylon and the engine fell off and that plane crashed. Ultimately, that was blamed on an airline maintenance error, but it did change the DC-10's reputation, and it never regained its sales success.
And finally, what does this latest incident do to Boeing's reputation? I guess until now, had the plane maker been restoring its image after these 737 MAX 8 crashes from a few years ago?
Boeing had been slowly getting its reputation back. When I talked to pilots at the time I wrote the book, they said you know, every day that a MAX doesn't crash is another day the plane gets its reputation back. People have seen this very terrifying incident, and it's a huge setback. And as Bloomberg is reporting today, this incident came just hours before a deferred prosecution agreement with the Department of Justice over the MAX crash was due to expire. At the time of the MAX crashes, it admitted to the Department of Justice that its employees had deceived the FAA about how this flight control software worked, and that led the FAA to require less pilot training than it would have. And Boeing entered into a deferred prosecution agreement in which it agreed that it had committed this crime, but that the Department of Justice would defer prosecution for a period of time until while it monitored, you know, Boeing safety compliance programs. And that very agreement was due to expire over the weekend, you know, after this crash, which happened on a Friday.
Peter Robison is investigative reporter at Bloomberg News and author of the book Flying Blind, The 737 MAX Tragedy and the Fall of Boeing. Peter, thanks once again.
Yeah, thank you.